All right, we are at that point where we're ready to start talking about video games and the brain. And I got to tell you, I did not start on this portion as early as I thought I would. And so I can tell you, I'm going to start, but I will have to continue this at a later date. Maybe next Saturday, maybe one day earlier in the week, but probably next Saturday, I'll continue this discussion. But I got to hit you with this pop quiz first. Those of you who were with me Thursday when I talked about this, I got to hit you with this pop quiz. I got to do it. How many hours do video gamers collectively spend in front of their screens? And as I mentioned Thursday, I'm not talking about people, you know, the time we spend doing homework and we're looking at screens, the time that we spend watching TV on our smartphone screens, the time that we spend doing social media and we're looking at our screens. All I'm asking about are video gaming. It's video gaming. That's all I'm asking about. Video gaming. How much time do we spend collectively in front of our screens playing video games? Who remembers the number? Amazing, isn't it? 3 billion hours per week is what Medical News Today is telling us. 3 billion hours every week. That is amazing. So, since obviously there's widespread use of video games, scientists are wanting to do research to find out if the impact on the brain, the impact of video games on the brain, is positive or negative. Well, at a glance, more than 150 million people in the United States alone play video games regularly or for at least no less than 3 hours each week. No less than 3 hours each week. No less than. The average American gamer is what age? Some of you may recall that I was saying Thursday, that it's not just real young people who play these video games. The average American gamer is how old, would you say? Would you believe 35 years old? The average American gamer is 35 years old, with 72% of gamers aged 18 or older. For video game use by children, about 71% of the parents indicate that video games have a positive influence on their child's life. Now, based on what we had been hearing and reading about the impact of video games on our children for, let's say, the last 10 to 12 years, does it come as a surprise to you? Not only that parents are, that any parents are saying that video games have a positive influence on the children's lives, but 71% of the parents are indicating that video games have a positive impact on their children. Video game sales continue to increase year after year. In 2016, the video game industry sold more than 24.5 billion games. That was up from 23.2 billion in 2015 and 21.4 billion in 2014. So again, in 2014, 21.4 billion games sold. In 2016, 24.5 billion games sold. The top three best-selling video games, and this is something that really surprises me. The top three best-selling video games of 2016 were Call of Duty, Infinite Warfare, Battlefield 1, and Grand Theft Auto 5. These games fall into the first-person shooter or action-adventure genres, the top two genres, accounting for 27.5% and 22.5% of sales, respectively. First-person shooter and action genres often stand accused of stirring aggression and causing violence and addiction. And that's why that surprises me. That we have 71% of parents saying that video games have a positive influence on their children's lives, yet the top three best-selling video games of 2016 have to do with killing and stealing. That's baffling, to intriguing. That's intriguing to me. Well, decades of research examining video gaming and violence, they say, have actually failed to reach consensus among scientists. Scientists just haven't been able to find a causal link between playing video games and acts of violence in the real world. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Have you noticed any experience one way or the other as it pertains to your own children? Well, we'll be following up on this discussion next Saturday, so be on the listen out. Listen, remember, you can listen by going to speakingwith.com, clicking on the listen online at your convenience link, and check it out. And remember, in every way that you can, practice patience, be supportive of your children, your loved ones, your co-workers, and see how you can use that to empower you to let some of life's best moments come through you.